Joseph Campbell said that suddenly you're ripped into being alive, and life is pain, and life is suffering, and life is horror. But my God, you're alive, and it is spectacular. From the moment we're abruptly removed from the comfort of the womb and inserted into time and space, we find ourselves amidst the many intersections and paradoxes that define the human experience. Eventually, we'll find ourselves standing at the crossroads between heaven and hell, and we'll have to learn to engage with the animating forces in our lives that create both. As we age, we'll also find that there's a battle of opposing forces taking place within us. We'll have to choose between following our daring heart or our cautious mind. At different times, each will present their own drawbacks and good fortunes. At other times, we'll find ourselves amidst the devastated kingdom, desperately trying to figure out what we must do to set things right. When we figure out what that is, we'll get a glimpse of what we're meant for, and we'll find ourselves inhabiting that sacred space between chaos and order, living in flow and rhythmic harmony with the world around us. There will be seasons ahead that bring us both devastation and prosperity. Feeling broken will be just as short-lived as feeling whole, but we will inevitably learn to accept one and reject the other. As we do, we'll try to build our lives in the good and the orderly, but we'll find out that our prosperity is continuously thwarted by the wild that sits beyond the castle walls, and we'll be constantly thrown out of Eden. As lovers break our hearts, dreams don't materialize, and the impermanent world around us continues its many cycles of death and rebirth, dancing on ad nauseum with eternity. And this dance makes up the very fabric of our existence, and it defines our life's journey. If we don't have the right vantage point to see clearly what's happening within our lives, it's unlikely that we'll be able to author a better story. The wrong vantage point paints us as a victim when in fact we're a student. It blinds us when in fact we'd be able to see perfectly if we were looking in the right direction. And it keeps us stuck when in fact the path we can't find has the answers that we need. We simply don't know where to begin improving our lives when delusion is the rule of the day. But as for our story, let us go back to the beginning. In those first few moments after birth, we'll toggle back and forth between the terror of contending with an entirely new world and the wide-eyed wonder that this new world inspires when we begin to feel safe enough to appreciate it. And though we come out kicking, screaming, and totally resistant to this new environment, this is actually the first of many moments that we don't feel ready for but are completely equipped to handle. We've got all the basics, the ability to process oxygen, consume nutrients, and adapt to a new environment, if only for a little nurturing. Note the difference between feeling ready and being ready. We rarely feel like we have what we need to compete in a new environment, but with enough time and trust, we find that as humans, we're fundamentally created with the ability to overcome odds. In a barren universe, we're the only thing that we know of in 93 billion light years in every direction that made the impossible trek to sentience, from matter to spirit. If we are to wake up at all, we should begin by waking up to the unfathomable opportunity that our lives actually are. Birth, our newly formed minds and bodies have just entered into an agreement with reality about how we will proceed through the many intersections and paradoxes that we find ourselves in. For our part, we will obey gravity, keep our eyes open and our chest tall, and dutifully march in the same direction as time. In return, life will give us the wisdom that one can only attain from living in the right way. also feel inclined to give us joy if we're able to show the proper amount of gratitude for the gift of the present moment. Finally, and hopefully, after many hard-fought battles, our lives will bring us the satisfaction of a peaceful departure. The kind of restful sleep one earns when a day is well spent and a worthwhile adventure has been had. But of course, none of this is guaranteed. Many people don't live a worthwhile adventure at all. Some will have high hopes, but the seasons of their life will be cruel. Many will find that over time they become a much worse version of who they used to be. Others still will sink into the chaotic and stormy waters of their lives. Certain people among us will find it within themselves to reemerge better than before, while others will never be seen again. A crucial mistake in the human experience is taking all of the confusion and perplexing situations that we face and allowing the suspicion about what they mean to be hijacked by pessimistic narratives coming from people with a poor understanding of reality. Failure can be the best or worst thing to ever happen to you. The kicker is that the only one who gets to decide is the person who's affected by it, you. You can marvel at the universe beyond your understanding and see all that it might hold for your life. Or you can continue to fight it as if you are in an adversarial relationship with everything that you don't understand. But again, the only person who can decide that is the person standing face to face with the unknown. That's still you.